Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, our delegation strongly supports the inclusion of the topic on the legal weapon reviews with regard to autonomous weapon systems. Being one of the key areas of convergence, of growing convergence, a comprehensive and in-depth discussion on the subject matter is valuable and beneficial for the work of the group. The incorporation of legal reviews in the majority of the proposals demonstrates the significance of these processes. Their important role has been affirmed in guiding principle E that states that the high contracting party's obligation to ensure the study, development, deployment and use of a new weapon, means or method of warfare are in full accordance with the applicable international law. A thorough assessment at the national level determines the lawfulness under IHL regulations of a new weapon, means or method of warfare. Autonomous weapon systems, similar to any other novel weapons, means or method of warfare, should also be subject to such a process. The complexity of conducting legal weapon reviews, given the intricate nature of the systems under consideration, creates divergent perspectives about the process. Therefore, the group is presented with several different approaches towards legal reviews. The paper submitted by a group of 23 countries, the roadmap paper, the Palestinian and Pakistani papers duly note the useful and complementary role of legal reviews. However, they also stress their insufficiency in guaranteeing compliance with IHL. The 2022 US Plus 5 paper focuses on the function of legal reviews in strengthening compliance with international humanitarian law. The Russian paper entails legal reviews to be mandatory. Mr. Chairman, in the two-tier approach group paper supported by Bulgaria, legal reviews represent an element in Tier 2 regulations that ensures compliance with IHL and also a measure for retaining appropriate human control during the development phase by assessing compliance with IHL. On the other hand, as earlier mentioned by the US delegate, in the revised joint proposal by the United States and co-sponsored by Australia, Canada, Japan, the Republic of Korea and the United Kingdom, legal reviews represent a measure in Tier 1 prohibitions during the development of AWS, which effects can be anticipated and controlled as required by the principles of distinction and proportionality as stated in Article 1, Para 2. In our view, the above mentioned example demonstrate legal reviews' importance and resilience for operationalization of the two-tier approach. As our delegation acknowledges the challenging task of conducting legal reviews processes at the stage of study, development, acquisition and adoption of autonomous weapon systems, we are highly appreciative of the UK IHL paper, as it represents important questions regarding Article 36 weapon reviews on autonomous systems. These legal reviews should examine weapon systems against biases, as comprehensive testing goes into assuring a system work as intended. Any potential alternation attributable to in-field machine learning and self-learning could require conducting additional or new legal review procedure in order to guarantee IHL compliance. Potentially, new methods of testing of such systems could be introduced. Therefore, we would highly value states that have more experience in conducting legal weapon reviews and that are already developing procedures for reviewing autonomous systems to share on a voluntary basis good practices and lessons learned from National Article 36 procedure in order to enhance transparency and confidence building among states. Similar calls for practical measures can be found in the paper submitted by the Group of 23 States and Protocol 6 paper, and were earlier made by the Swedish, Dutch and Danish delegations. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.